In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Comcast has announced it will continue to provide free internet to some people until the end of the year. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
New customers can sign up for the Internet Essentials program, which provides 60 days of free internet. The offer was originally set to expire on June 30th. When the coronavirus shut schools down, school districts advertised the program to connect students without internet. An estimated 54,000 Colorado students don't have access to the internet. Eligible families must qualify for subsidized school meals or any federal programs such as subsidized housing, Medicaid, or food stamps. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
More home buyers are looking for space for a home office. Jill Schaefer is with the Denver Metro Association of Realtors.
If people are thinking, you know, I may be doing Zoom calls for a long time for my meetings and doing them in the living room with, you know, three kids running around isn't going to work for us. And so I'm going to need a private office.
That would mark a reversal of recent trends, says Schaefer, who adds that prior to the pandemic, people were comfortable simply using laptops to work remotely. Denver Public Schools says it will offer full-time instruction at its campuses 5 days a week this fall. That's a change from earlier this year, when officials said there would be a hybrid model of both remote and in-person learning. A fully online option will also be available. Severe thunderstorm watch for Metro Denver and the Springs tonight until 9. This is CPR News at 4:06.